AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton is making her 2016 campaign debut in Iowa today. Our Jerry Bodlander is in Cedar Rapids.
After a two-day road trip of more than 1,000 miles...
Hello, Iowa!
Clinton will sit down with students and faculty at a community college northeast of here. It's the first in a series of small, intimate get-togethers her campaign has planned so she can talk to everyday Americans about their goals and the challenges they face in reaching them.
But Clinton is yesterday's news, according to Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, who kicked off his presidential race last night by suggesting that she and her ideas are stuck in the 20th century.
This election is not just about what laws we're going to pass. This election is a generational choice about what kind of country we will be.
He said it's also a choice between the haves and the have-nots, nodding to his own upbringing by working-class parents. Americans spent more on cars, furniture, clothing, and building materials in March. Retail sales were up for the first time in 4 months, up 0.9% last month, according to the Commerce Department. We are now hearing from the man who was with Walter Scott moments before Scott was shot and killed by a white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina. Pierre Fulton says he doesn't know why Walter Scott ran from police, but he didn't deserve to die, he says. Officer Michael Slager is charged with murder. Missouri will execute a man this evening for bursting into the home of his ex-wife, knifing her, and killing a visiting friend in a rage over child support payments. Andre Cole is black. The jury was white. Supporters claim racial bias in this case. This is AP Radio News. Convicted killer Jodi Arias told the court in Arizona as she was sentenced for slitting her boyfriend's throat that she is repulsed with herself. Those are her words. She admits she killed Travis Alexander, but says it was self-defense, though his family accused her in court of lying, one sibling yelling, "Burn in hell." Arias told the court,
"I do remember the moment when the knife went into Travis's throat and he was conscious. He was still trying to attack me. It was I who was trying to get away, not Travis, and I finally did. I never wanted it to be that way, Judge."
But her lawyer says she feels good now even after the prison sentence and is ready to go on with what the lawyer calls the next part of her life, all of which will be spent in prison, no parole. A former North Carolina Community College student accused of killing his one-time boss at the college yesterday is under arrest, found in Florida. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.